So, Tom, do you want to do walk-in area comment opportunity? My concern is that we leave enough time for Scott, and you're going to be okay with... Tom will be brief.
I will be brief, Mr. Okay. Chair. Again, those listening in, Tom Kirschman from the Wildlife Division. Got two quick updates for you yet under the Division of Wildlife. The first is the walk-in area comment opportunity. This really stems from a discussion when we went through the GPA assessment and getting input from the public about GPA management. There was also the concept that was brought up about, well, how could we provide comments on individual GPAs when we're out there hunting in terms of status of the habitat, what we're seeing out there, hunting opportunities, so on and so forth. So we actually put something on the website specific to that. Well, then also questions came up about, well, what about walk-in areas? And Commissioner Olson in particular, I know you had some conversations with individuals asking about public lands and how they're managed and the status and what kind of habitat's on there. So we took those, and based on the same concept as GPA comment, we incorporated an opportunity on the website as well to provide comments on walk-in areas. And you should have a handout that Rachel provided to you. It looks like, yeah, I think most of you have it. This would be on the front side of it. And what that is, I just put a couple of snapshots on there with the assistance of Nick Harrington, our website person, just to provide you what it looks like on the website. So when you go to our website looking under hunting, you're looking for places to hunt, that top portion of that sheet there in front of you, that'll pop up. You select the submit public land comment there. And then it takes you to the bottom half of the sheet there where you can then choose whether to submit a comment on a game production area or a walk-in area. And so if you click on walk-in area, if you go to the back of the sheet, that's the form that pops up. Very similar to what Gino just had on the screen in regards to trophy fish and that. This is a very simple but very easy way for an individual to provide comments or information to us. The other neat thing about this, you provide your contact information. You can specifically put in your comment, your concern, your applause, whatever that might be of a particular area that you hunted on. Send that to us. You can also provide pictures as well if there's something you were really adamantly concerned about to share that with us. And then you can actually go online. You can see the map there with the circle there. Specifically point out the walk-in area that you hunted that you had a concern or would like to talk more about. That's submitted into the system, and then we will share that with the appropriate regional staff or staff in the peer office, and we have the ability then to know exactly what they're talking about, what the concerns or issues are, contact them directly and have that conversation. Oftentimes it's a simple phone call with an explanation of why was it grazed or why did you enroll this particular area? It doesn't make sense to me. Oftentimes a simple phone conversation takes care of probably 95% of the issues or concerns that do come up. So just wanted to share with you that we do have that in place. Obviously not a lot of activity right now because hunting's pretty limited from that standpoint. Maybe we'll get some turkey hunters that provide comments on both GPAs or walk-in areas right now with turkey hunting season, but fully expect that this will get much busier come September, October timeframe. We'll continue to update what kind of comments we're getting, how those responses go, but bottom line, we have this up and running and individuals can provide comments on those public hunting areas, both publicly owned and walk-in areas. Very brief, any questions on that?
Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Commissioner Olson here. Will other sportsmen be able to view posted items from, like say if I put a comment or a post on there with a picture and the location, will other public land users be able to research or look at that as well?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, at this time, Commissioner Olson, I don't believe that's the case. It's not like a quote-unquote running blog that you can see comments and things provided. This is more of a thing to get comments of concerns and direct it to staff, and then we address it. So I don't believe that's the case. If that's something that we think would be value, we could sure look at that and see if there's a way to post that so others can see those things, but it's really focused to do that one-on-one conversation with that hunter.
Thank you.
Thanks. So why don't we do this? Let's take a 5-minute break and we'll move 28 down to the end with the camping report, and we start after the break with